I'm Ross Reynolds. It's The Record. Michael Hallett is the owner of Pirate Joe's. It's a small reselling store in Vancouver, Canada that sells, among other things, Trader Joe's products. He began by buying items from a Trader Joe's in Bellingham and trucking them across the border to stock his shelves. When Trader Joe's realized what Michael was doing, they were not too pleased. In fact, they sued him. The pirate himself, Mike, joins us. Mike, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, hi, Ross. You're welcome.
So you opened this store in Canada because you got acquainted with Trader Joe's in the Bay Area. You moved back. There's no Trader Joe's there.
You know, it happens to a lot of us up here. There's quite a few Americans and Canadians who have spent time in the United States who find themselves back in Vancouver, and they're, like me, jonesing for their favorite Trader Joe's item or, you know, just trying to get quality peanut butter. And so we end up with just a lot of people coming in asking for quite a wide variety of Trader Joe's lineup. And, you know, we started with about 100 products a year and a half ago. We're almost at 1,000. For me, I just looked at it when I was, you know, spending this much time in Vancouver, and I thought, you know, Safeway just isn't going to cut it once you've had the Trader Joe's experience. So I just looked at this as an opportunity to provide a better way for Vancouverites to get their goodies.
Michael, is it all people who know about Trader Joe's from visiting the U.S., or are you creating a new group of people who go in because they've heard about it because your store is there?
Well, you know, we've opened in this very busy shopping district called, in Kitsilano, it's called 4th Avenue, or also known as Front Row. And so we're, you know, very close to Whole Foods and across the street from Safeway. So a lot of people are shopping. And they'll walk by, something will catch their eye. They don't know anything about Trader Joe's. We'll give them a sample, and they try one thing, and sure enough, very often they'll come back and they'll say something like, "Why is this the very best oat bran I've ever tasted?" And I'll say, "I have no idea."
Mike, you're in Portland, Oregon now, restocking your shop's inventory at Irate Joe's. But I know there's Trader Joe's closer to you in Canada. Why did you skip the one in Bellingham, skip the ones in Seattle, and go all the way down to Oregon?
Well, Bellingham, we call it the heat is on. I've been asked to not come back to most of the Trader Joe's in the Pacific Northwest. There's a few I just haven't gone into, and they haven't had the opportunity to tell me. I haven't heard that from corporate, so I've just been respectful and tried to come up with a different way to supply the store. That means I work with shoppers, people who go in there for me. You know, right now we're just, you know, doing Seattle and Portland. I've got a team out there right now in Portland. So if you're listening, Trader Joe's, be on the alert for, you know, a nice couple shopping.
You, Mike Hallett, are a marked man. They've got your picture up in all the Trader Joe's and say, "Don't sell to this guy."
Yeah, they have, just on the store level. I mean, it was very cordial in Bellingham to start with. You know, I was buying lots of stuff, and they were pretty happy with the business. And then the word came down from corporate that, you know, the business wasn't welcome. And I was already open, so I just kind of had to decide, you know, was I going to quit, or was I going to find a better way to or a way to get the product. So far, so good. It's been a year and a half.
You know, I would have thought that if a Trader Joe's opened in Vancouver, you'd be distraught because there goes your business. But I've heard you quoted as saying you'd be delighted. You'd close the next day.
I really would. I would absolutely embrace the idea of them coming to Vancouver. They should. You know, they've set up shop in Bellingham, and they've created this market. And the rationale for opening in Bellingham was the Canadian business. So it just seems, you know, a little bit lazy on their part. Like, just make the effort, do the labeling. If I can do it, they can do it. It's not that complicated. And if I can make rent, they can surely make rent. Now, I know that I hear this, and I haven't heard this from Trader Joe's. They're a black box. They don't really pick up the phone. So I haven't been able to get a straight answer. But the indication is that if the alcohol sales laws in Canada changed and the controlled cheese industry changed, Trader Joe's would probably be a little more interested in opening up there.
You're sending secret shoppers into Trader Joe's. Do you think Trader Joe's is sending secret shoppers into Irate Joe's, your store, to see how it's going?
Yeah, we got two guys came in that didn't look like they were from around Kitsilano. And one guy, he looked like a retired boxer. His nose was a little bit askew. And he was with a guy that you'd normally not see a retired boxer with. And that would be a very tall, pin-suited guy. And the two of them were standing there looking at the product. They weren't really shopping, and the store was full. And I turned and I said to them, you know, "Are you guys from Trader Joe's at all?" And The boxer looked at me and said, "I'm not," and he pointed to the tall guy and he said, "But he is." So we busted him and we had a nice chat, and they said maybe you want to call it Pirate Moe's or something. So the name is incidental. We've never really, when we were disguised as a Romanian bakery, and that was way back when we first opened, we took over an old Romanian bakery. We were called Transylvania Trading, and I was still threatened with a lawsuit. So it's never been about the name. It's really just Trader Joe's wanting to control the market, overreaching. A lot of companies do that. We find that all the time, that they're trying to run the show. And, as a person, I have rights to resell what I own. And it's just core, fundamental law. And so what Trader Joe's is going to have to face up to is the fact they have a market in Canada, they should service it, and if they don't, I'm going to do it for them.
It was Michael Hallett, the owner of Pirate Joe's, a small reselling store in Vancouver, Canada. Among the other things it sells, Trader Joe's products. Michael Hallett spoke with KUOW's Ross Reynolds. I'm Marcy Silman, and this is The Record on KUOW.